Hi there, it's Ferris. Today's episode, we will be discussing the Crunchyroll Awards. Winners, nominees, who we think should have won instead. Stay tuned.
All right, so welcome to this episode of Anime's Anime. Today we're going to be talking about the Crunchyroll Awards. We're going to be going through
Ooh!
all of
Ow!
today's reveal. I mean, today's reveals. What do you call today's categories? We're going to be going through all of today's categories and seeing who are the winners and what we would pick. So I'm going to start with the first category. We've got Anime of the Year.
Oh my
So
gosh.
there's nominees for Anime of the Year are 86 from Studio A1 Pictures. We've got Attack on Titan Final Season Part 1 by Studio MAPPA. We've got Odd Taxi, Studio Pix and Om. And Ranking of the Kings, Wit
Oh.
Studio. Sunny Boy by Madhouse.
And the
So,
winner is,
well, what would
whoa.
you guys pick first?
For me personally, it was Attack on Titan.
Yeah, all right. Like,
Attack
you
on
was like,
Titan
we not
Final
even gonna
Season
talk
Part
about
1 for
this.
sure. Honestly.
I guess I'm gonna be that person that says Jujutsu Kaisen. But of
That was gonna be
course.
my next pick. That was gonna be my next pick. Yeah, I was gonna say, shockingly, I was gonna say Odd Taxi,
Yeah,
honestly.
I
Yeah.
haven't
I
watched Odd
haven't
Taxi yet, and I
watched
really
Odd Taxi.
want to. I
It's
really
so
want to, and I
great.
really want to watch Ranking of Kings too.
First episode, I boohooed like a baby and I turned the TV off and I was like, I'm not fucking doing this. Like, I'm not doing this. It made me
Girl.
cry so bad. But yeah, for me, it would have been like Attack on Titan and Odd Taxi would have been like my top two
Your top
choices.
two. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. If it
Damn.
wasn't Jujutsu Kaisen, I would definitely say Attack on Titan. But as we all know, nominee of the year was
Well.
anime of the year was Attack on Titan. But yay, Babs, and well
Yay. That
deserved.
would put they whole pussy everywhere these past years too, like
Yeah, they've been
y'all, and
getting
it's
in
only
with that.
getting better. They fucking bag, major bag alert. Yes. Shout out to MAPPA Studios, but congrats to Attack on Titan. Way to y'all, you're killing us.
I mean,
You're killing
honestly,
us.
figuratively and literally,
Snatching
I
everybody
can't take
head.
this shit no more.
I can't take, give me a black amount. I can't take this shit no
Yeah,
more.
do you know what episodes part one consisted of? Like, where did part one end? Part one ended with, I can't remember the number, I guess 75, maybe,
Okay,
where
75.
I think so. I
Hold
think
on.
either 75 or 74.
You know
I
what? It would
think.
make sense that it was 75 because they don't have any dubs past 75.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. Because I just did a rewatch and I did watch it all dubbed. The first time I watched it subbed, and but I remember nothing. So I recently decided to torture myself and watch one season one through
Girl,
four in like 2 days. Or was it 2 days or like less like a week? Not possibly a
I
week.
can't believe you did that to
I'm so
yourself.
proud of you, but I'm concerned.
Yo. Yeah, like I feel like traumatized. Like, you know where you see those scenes where they have the monkeys strapped down to a chair and they're watching, they're making them watch violent stuff and it's making them go insane. Like, I feel like that happened to me, except I did that on my own free will. And that was crazy. Like, I had definitely need like a palate cleanser after because I had dreams of like people just screaming. Like, I was walking around a house and people were screaming. And I'm like, see, I didn't see actually see anything, but there's so much screen, like blood curdling feelings, like screams in Attack on Titan that I had dreams of people screaming. I'm like, this is too much. Yeah, and I feel like especially the last two episodes, like that. I feel like I felt nauseous on,
Really?
So, yes. So
when Zeke blew himself up and it was just his lower half sitting there,
yeah, like, yeah.
That was too much. And then they clipped Aaron's head off. Come on, it was like, yo, like, yeah, that happened within like the same two episodes. I'm like, yo, y'all are getting absolutely ridiculous.
I think So last episode was with when we saw Ymir's history. And the episode before that was when
Zeke and Aaron go through like past memories and shit. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So the episode before that, which I can't remember exactly what happened, it was the big reveal. That honestly made me horny. We'll talk about that later. because it all came together. And, like, I was just so excited about, like, all the foreshadowing and, like, all the like, shit that I have been paying attention to for over, like, what, damn near 10 years. And I was like, I'm about to bust. That's how I felt during that episode.
Damn, bro.
Oh, the two,
bro. I mean, bro. It's like, oh. I feel all concerned, but I'm also jealous. But we're gonna get to that.
Yeah.
That's where everybody becomes Titans, right? In the episode before.
Yes, yes, yes. Two brothers. That was the episode that made me horny.
Oh, my Jesus God. But yeah, that made the pussy throb.
Nah, I think. Okay, but I got to save my commentary for Attack on Titan later. Save it. Save it. All right.
Okay, we're going to save it.
Because I got something to say, but like, I'm gonna make that note. I'm going to make that note. That episode, two brothers. Okay, so next up, we have the best award animation. For our best animation winner. Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
So the nominees for best animation are Demon Slayer, Studio Ufotable, again, Jujutsu Kaisen, Studio MAPPA, Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid S, Studio Kyoto Animation, Mushoku Tensei Jobless Reincarnation, Studio Bind, Wonder Egg Priority, Studio Cloverworks, and Vivi Fluorite Eyes Song with Studio. So this is kind of hard, and it was animation.
Yeah, that's hard.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I'm giving it to Demon Slayer.
Yeah, I would say Demon Slayer, but also my second pick would be Jobless Reincarnation. I cannot say the Japanese for whatever reason. Mushoku Tensei. Also, I don't even call it Jobless Reincarnation. I call it Baby Man Child when I'm talking about it because that's literally what he is. But
I'm not
like
gonna lie. Yeah, that's exactly what he looks like. But go ahead.
He is a Baby Man Child. but I liked the first part of that animation better than the second half from 13. From episode 13 on, I think. Actually, it stops at a really weird number. Oh, it does say core one. Then core one. Yes, absolutely.
So you would have.
Is core one like season one or?
It's part one.
Part one.
Because sometimes they split things up. Yeah.
So season one, part one.
Oh, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Ferris and Crimson. That's good to know. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and then all the nominees for that Jujutsu Kaisen is getting is for Core 2.
Core 2, yeah.
Okay. So I think that's like episode 13 and Bind.
Yeah, that's like after Yuji fake dies, right? Like after the prison thing.
Yeah, he goes to like the little school exchange program thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, man. See, for me, if I had to choose, it would be between Demon Slayer and Jujutsu Kaisen. Also, Miss Kobayashi's animation is very cute. I really like
it's so cute. Animation.
It's really nice. But yeah. So it has to be like my top three actually. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So dun.
Best animation winner, Demon Slayer.
Yeah.
But you already knew that.
Yeah.
As they said.
I'm not mad about that. I think I know I've said it on the internet a lot, but like if I had the chance to, I would suck everybody at Upotable off because they have been like putting in that fucking work. Like everything
up.
And the director has told everybody else to step their pussies up too. He was like, basically
he
just
pay no taxes. So how can he tell somebody to step their pussies up?
Yo, but his sacrifices have to be made.
How can you tell him to step it up? You ain't even doing your job. You
everything is just Demon Slayer is like so beautiful, and I'm just like it I feel is. Blessed. To be born and raised in this part of time where I'm able to look at something so fucking beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah, like they their animation really, really makes the story come alive. It's mm-hmm. it's really amazing.
And the fight scenes. Oh,
it's crazy. Like I think the season that we're watching now, I think it's
yes,
it's amazing, and it's almost better than.
I would say it's better. I would say it's better than the movie. We're getting movie quality with this most recent season. We are getting movie quality. Like
it's crazy.
Real good.
I was looking at the fire from the burning buildings, and I'm like, they like superimpose actual flames into these scenes because it looks that fucking good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's amazing. And I honestly, I seen somebody on Twitter go, about this best animation. They were like, well, Ufotable only got one project going on right now or something like that. And I'm like, well, if
but
it's
that's not true, is it?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what they're producing right now. But I guess what they're trying to say, like, because it was like some Ufotable versus MAPPA, like bullshit. Like we all know that like MAPPA is really popular and people really love them. And like people were saying, like, you know, Demon Slayer's, you know, award was deserved. And that, you know, it was better than Jujutsu Kaisen. It was to me.
It was.
And I just think like. If like I hate to say it, but it's like if that's what it takes, that's what it takes. Like, don't come for them; they deserve it.
Also, why do we have to pit two bad bitches against each other? Like, MAPPA and Ufotable are like really putting in that fucking work, and I'm just so appreciative. And like, even I know that on the first part of Attack on Titan, a lot of people complained about the CGI. They fixed that in the second half, and nobody's saying shit about it. And I'm like, y'all literally whined, cried, and like acted a goddamn fool a couple of months ago about the CGI.
And they're giving it to you.
And they're giving it to you, and y'all aren't even saying thank you.
They're not even
ungrateful
satisfied.
Fucking bitches.
Yeah, raggedy bitches, period. Can't make them satisfied, but hey. I'm eating good over here, so thank you.
I certainly am. Plate is full. I'm full.
Mm-hmm. I want more. I don't care. Give me 5 hot plates, bitch.
Yo. Thank you. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we've got best opening sequence.
All right.
Our best opening sequence is Boku no Senso. For Attack on Titan season part 1.
Yes.
Next up, we got Kaibutsu by Yosabi, Beastars.
Okay.
I actually have I'm really fond of Yosabi. So, next we have I Know Supreme by Fanha, Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid.
Okay.
Cry Baby, Official Hitch Dandism,
mm-hmm.
Tokyo Revengers.
Oh, that's a good one.
And Odd Taxi, Skirt and Bumpy.
Oh, that's a good song too. Oh man.
So, who we choosing?
That's a lot of good choices.
For me, it took me a couple of episodes go ahead.
I'm sorry. Then there was Vivid Vice, Huya Extended.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Kaisen.
Ooh. Okay.
Is that the second or first opening?
It's the second opening.
I didn't like the second opening as much as I did the first one. I didn't like the second opening or the second ending. Like, nothing beats Lost in Paradise. It was too slow. It was too chill.
Exactly. And it's crazy because the second half is more intense.
It's way more high intense.
Yeah. But I do like the ending. This is opening sequence.
Yeah.
But I did like the ending. But I do feel like it was very somber. But I think it does fit for what's to come. But the second half, it was not as.
Loved it.
It was so somber.
I loved
it. But the opening, I wasn't fond of. No. Nothing.
I loved it.
What was it called? Kai Katan? Yeah, nothing beats Kai Katan.
That was okay.
For me, out of these, I would have picked Crybaby.
It would be between My War and Crybaby for sure. Both of those live rent-free in my fucking head. Especially the part where he do the yodeling. I don't know if y'all have listened to like the full version of the Crybaby song.
Oh, I have. It's beautiful.
I'm like, why is this grown-ass man? Like, because if you read the English translated lyrics, he's talking about middle schoolers in gangs. And I'm like, what the fuck? those are both... those are my top two, Crybaby and My War.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Crybaby for sure. But we've got our best opening sequence winner, Boku no Senso. But she's saying calm attention.
That's great. Good job.
Attack on Titan getting theirs.
Okay,
in.
They really are.
They're don't sleeping on me. I'm going out with a bang.
Multiple bangs.
Period.
Talking about going out with a bang. We've got best ending sequence winner.
All right. Well, nominees.
Yes. Nominees for best ending sequence. We've got Shogeki Yuko Ando for Attack on Titans. Final season part one. We've got Shirogane Lisa, Demon Slayer, Infinity by Yuri for Skate the Infinity.
Okay.
Yasashi Susie for Yasabi Beastars. 99 for Rihanna Shadow's House. And Gunbare Kumiko San no Theme for by Watashi Ayuki. So I'm a spider, so what?
I think out of all of those, the only thing that I have watched is Attack on Titan. So, of course, that would be it. Because I think the Lisa song is a part of the episodes of the Mugen Train, which I haven't watched because I watched the movie. And the ending song of the Core One Attack on Titan was actually in my Spotify Top 2021 playlist, so I would have to say that because the proof is in the pudding, literally. I listen to that song a lot.
I'm not gonna hold y'all. I love y'all to death, but the only Attack on Titan theme that I like is, I think it's like the really intense one. It had to be like the second season.
The first one. Having the sex with the bees and the eagles. That
yes! That one. And this one for part two, the rumbling.
Yeah, the rumbling. Okay.
But all the other ones,
you don't like Sasagio?
That was a good one. Don't do this.
My
God.
So I'm going to go with Infinity by Yuri for Skate the Infinity. I love Skate the Infinity, and I really feel like. I know I be recommending shit and
no, I want to watch it. I want to watch it. I want to watch Pretty Boy Skate. That's like right up my alley.
Good. Uh-huh. And you need to watch it dubbed. Like, do not watch it in Japanese. You need to watch it dubbed.
Okay.
The dub is just, it's so funny. It's so cute. And it's amazing. But yeah, so our best ending sequence winner is for Demon Slayer.
Good for them.
Okay. Shirogane.
Good for Lisa for getting her coin, especially since her man cheated on her.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm not even.
I mean, she not wrong. Not gonna hold y'all. She when, not once wrong, the episode ends, you know. I skip the ending song, so I just called.
Really?
But yeah, I'm like, all right, that's all I had to see here. Like nothing more.
Something about Demon Slayer, I will soak up anything they fucking give me, and so honestly, I stay to the fucking very end. And because y'all don't watch to the end, that's why you didn't know that the little fucking skits they got at the end, they cute.
I do watch to the end. I guess I'm not watching it on the right platform because it's not like I see the knee skits, but I didn't see the school skits.
Oh, yo, that went up. That's Nesco.
Yeah.
I'm dead.
That's fine.
But yeah, good for her.
Good for Lisa. Go, Lisa.
And so now we've got Best Boy. Nominees for Best Boy. We've got Senku Ishigami from Dr. Stone, season 2. Okay. We've got Izumi Miyamura but from Horimiya. We've got Boji, Ranking of Kings. Manjiro Mikey Sano from Tokyo Revengers. Ken Draken Ryuguchi from Tokyo Revengers. And Odokawa from Odd Taxi. And this is so hard because this is between Miyamura Boji? From Horimiya and Draken.
For me, I would say Draken. If I was anime only, I might have said Mikey, but because I've been reading the manga, I do not like that nigga.
First of all, I wanted to talk to you about that because I realized that I've never liked Mikey. And I'm going to tell you,
I think that's totally fair.
Like,
honestly.
Now that I read the manga, and I'm like, but even in the anime, it just seemed like he was one of those dudes who just like was very lax and like wasn't worried.
He was just short and cute, and that does stuff for me. So yeah, that's all that was.
Oh, you love a short.
No, it doesn't make you best, but I like Short King.
Yes, you could be short and cute, but that does not make you the best. And I think Draken is better than him.
Draken is leagues better than Mikey.
He's considerate, you know. Even when he feels like you feel like he's not showing it the way you want to, like he tries his best to do it in the way that he can. He's like super considerate, empathetic. Like he's like we need to make the show about Draken. Like we do. But that's just like a
Boji for me. It's between Boji and Draken. Oh, Boji's so sweet.
Have you guys seen Horimiya? There's not a lot of new, like, how can I say, like, I really want like romance and slice of life to get more popular. It's so nice to see like a romance on here. It's funny because Horimiya was listed as a shonen and I was like, this is different. Like the boys do need, you know, to get their romance in. And I just think it was a cute like coming of age romance. I think you guys should really watch it.
Okay.
And so best boy winner.
OG.
Yay! Thank you, Kings.
Yo.
I love him. Aww. He's so cute. I need to scroll past because every time I see him, I get so emotional. I don't know why.
From what I see online, I could just tell that shit gonna be sad. Anytime I talk to anybody about it, they're just like, I want to cry. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I boohoo cried. First two episodes, I was like, I can't take this shit no more. Like, this is... awfully too much for me, but he deserves it. He deserves
it. Doesn't even seem like it would be that much of a tearjerker. It looks so cute and silly.
Oh, girl, Ferris, please, you will be boo-hoo crying.
Oh, I'm sure I will, but I'm just saying, like,
yo, you know, this is funny because you said that you don't like things that make you cry.
Yeah, because I'm like, if you're watching this, you need to go ahead and to eternity.
No, that was enough for me.
She said,
that
nah.
That was enough for me. Whew.
Oh, my
God. He deserves it, though. Good job, Boji. Yay.
Good job. Thank you.
All right, next up, we've got Best Girl. So our nominees for Best Girl are Vadelina Milze from 86.
Okay.
Sorry if I butchered that a little bit. Toru Honda from Fruits Basket, the final season. Sarasa Watanabe from Kageki Shoujo.
Okay.
I Oto from Wonder Egg Priority. Shoko Komi from Komi Can't Communicate. And Nobara Kujisaki from Jujutsu Kaisen.
You already know where I'm going with.
Nobara.
You already know.
Nobara exactly. Kujisaki, bad bitch.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Like
Toru. So. Yeah, I know. Bad bitch.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Toru would be close second. But like,
to be honest, also, I wouldn't choose Toru. I'm not.
I was actually gonna ask y'all, like, cause even though I like her, she is a little bit of a Mary Sue.
Yeah, she like, I told you guys this. Like, I feel like for our best girl, like I would really like, or our best boy, I would really like somebody who's well rounded in their personality. Mm-hmm. They can be, you know, really good people and like, you know, really all about their friends. Like, that's not a problem for me. But I just feel like Toru was kind of, she wasn't malleable, but she was definitely like manipulated a lot of the time.
I was gonna say it's giving doormat.
Yeah, like, and it's like, you're basically a woman who is homeless, a homeless orphan who comes into a home, who is basically doing all this emotional labor for generations of this whole generation uh-huh. of this family, and they're trauma dumping, and they're, you know, and they're hurting you, and you still have to navigate through your own emotional issues while trying to be a good friend with them, and then having this weird love triangle. Like, I feel like she was going through too much. That like a high school girl should not have been going through,
and too much to still have that happy disposition. But that's probably a trauma and response. But that's for another episode.
Yes, let's talk about it, because yes, her niceness doesn't feel real, and I'm like,
feel genuine?
Are you putting out to other people? Like, you know, are you putting so much into other people so you don't have to put into yourself or think about, you know, like who you are and what you want to be? Because it seems like she spent like almost all of her free time like with these boys, like doing things for them and so they can feel better. And like, she was
boys and grown ass men.
Yes, like that whole family. And I'm like, she had two friends who like, I would have loved to see her out with her friends more, doing things, more things for herself, and her own individual, despite the Soma family. Like, living with the Soma family, you know? Like, she could have had her romances and been helping them and all of that. But I didn't really get to see her as a person. Like, I see her in subservience to the Somas most of the series. Or am I, like, making this up?
Yeah, they pretty much got a free slave out of her, to be perfectly honest.
Damn. Yeah. Like, and it's not giving Best Girl.
Sorry.
Nobara came through like, nothing's gonna stop me from where I want to go, who I want to be, who I am. I don't care how y'all feel. And I like that better.
And not only that, I like that they aren't putting this weird automatic like shipping thing on her. Like,
yes,
Jujutsu Kaisen is so far as one of those series where I'm like, I'm not shipping anybody, because like, everybody's just so entertaining on their own. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really want to imagine them in relationships. I don't really want to imagine them fucking. And so I'm appreciative of that, especially because, like, they are high school age. And for younger anime, femme and girl fans getting into anime at a young age, let's say 12, like, Nobara is an important character because she stands for so much. She's strong. She's independent. And it's not an issue to be boy crazy, because I don't want it to sound like I'm against hyper femininity, because I'm not, because that definitely deserves its own place as well. But it's just refreshing, especially considering how these male mangaka normally write female characters, because they either make them super stoic and bitchy, or they make them like just like crazy fangirl, and there's almost like no in between. Yeah, and, right. But we have like Navarre is a cool girl that has like things to fight for, and that like she's surrounded by attractive men, and she's not giving a fuck at all. She like, yeah, ain't nobody caring about y'all niggas. Like, I'm trying to sit up here and do what I need to do.
Okay. Yo, when she first looked at fucking Yuji and Megumi, she was like, Yuji looked like a book, like he eat his boogers. And Megumi looked stuck up. She was like, he's stuck up. You're all high and mighty, basically. And she was like, I don't like guys like that. And I was just like, yes, automatically, not about y'all, not like, ooh, he's cute, and like being all blushy, because you know, that's how they always write girls as, like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or they make them bitchy.
Them bitchy.
Yeah. So, good for her. She good deserves her. That.
She does deserve it. Well, we got next.
All right. So, next up, we have Best Score Winner. So, cool. Nominees for Best Score, we have Hiroyuki Sawano and Kota Yamamoto from 86.
Okay.
And Yuki Kaijura and Go Shina for Demon Slayer Mugen Train arc. Ponpei, Vava, and OMSB from Odd Taxi.
Okay.
Dede Moose and Mito from Wonder Egg Priority. Okay. Satoru Kosaki, Phoebe Fluoride Eyes Song, and Mabuna from Megalobox to Nomad.
Okay.
There's only a couple of things. Like, I've obviously watched Demon Slayer the most and like popped in for a couple of things. I left Wonder Egg Proxy alone because so many people were saying how terribly it ended. But the and this is
I really want to watch Wonder Egg though.
I think I just watched a bit of the first episode, and like people talked so good about it, and then like when it started near its end, everybody was like, this is trash, this is horrible. So I really just want to know what the fuck happened that like it went to such great heights to like being on everybody's like worst list.
That's crazy, because I didn't hear that. Wow. I've heard nothing but
y'all didn't hear that.
I didn't hear that. No, I heard like great things. Nothing about but good things.
We got to see for ourselves sometimes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because you know what? There are so many times where I feel like popular anime culture, I'm not going to I'm not going to lie, but I feel like sometimes I feel like popular culture is wrong.
Well, yeah, I agree.
I'm going to say that a lot of people who... I'm on anime Twitter, man. Like, I feel like I'm speaking from my anime Twitter view and being on here. I see a lot of people hyping up different titles and things. And I feel like they have a really narrow mind sometimes. And there are a lot of things that I feel like were not bad. Like, for example, like, I think Tokyo Ghoul anime was fine. Like, I thought it was good. I did not finish reading the manga past the first 14 books, but I think that's where it actually started deviating, I believe, from the manga. But
yeah, everybody was saying it deviated in the second season.
Yeah, can I say that's okay sometimes? Like, I don't understand why it always has to be the same. Like, let a story stand alone. You know, and change. Sometimes some things doesn't like translate well. Or like doesn't have to be exact same, you know, and I think it's fine. Like I honestly sometimes I really feel like these people are ungrateful. You guys are ungrateful. Like
I can definitely a story see that. For
what it's bringing. And honestly, I feel like especially Americans, like, I feel like they're so focused shonen. Mm-hmm. Like, and like, shonen has a very standard way of, like, creating a plot and characters and stuff like that. And the way they do things.
that it's like, I feel like it's almost bleeding into other things and making them, and taking away the, you know, what we should be appreciating about them. Like, I don't know, man, like these winners, like I think that a lot of these winners are shonen and they're expected to be because that's really popular here. Like, I get that. But some of these things deserve their flowers, man. Like, they did. But our best score winner is Yuki Kaijura and Goshina from Demon Slayer.
I would definitely agree.
I agree.
The ambiance that surrounds it and like the heightness, it's like it's because sometimes you don't pay attention to score, and that's score is something that I pay attention to a lot with horror. Like, I wouldn't say that like I'm a super horror buff, but I'm like I'm on the cusp of it. And something that's been annoying me over the past couple of years, especially in horror trailers, is they are all using, I think it's a string instrument, that sound. And it's like, y'all can use other sounds to dictate anxiety and confusion. It does not have to be that same instrument over and over again. And that's what I like about Demon Slayer is because, and I think it's also because it is set in the Taisho era that they are using other instruments that probably won't be used in, you know, a shonen that's based in current times or 2006 or anything like that. So as an American, I'm not used to hearing a shamisen used as a way to increase my anxiety while I'm watching something. Mm-hmm. And it works. And it's really good, and I like it.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm with that.
I agree.
I am with that. And Demon Slayer gets it right on the music and the score every time, so I agree with that.
I mean, yeah. Like, there's just no, like, taking away my love for everything Demon Slayer, but I would have added some different things. Let me see, for 2021, yeah, like I feel like I would have put 2 Year Eternity. I liked the but okay, it's cool though.
Don't get too much into it because I'm gonna start crying.
Okay, please. You're right. I mean, I had this problem the last time. Like, I feel like there maybe was it 2020 or something like that, or was it 2021? I can't remember. But there was this really great anime. It was called I Shaved and Then Picked Up Like a Teenage Runaway. Or
Higahira.
Why that didn't win any awards last year. Like, it wasn't even nominated, I believe. And if it was, like, I take that back and I'll cross verify this. But I'm pretty sure it was not. And
that it wasn't nominated at all.
Yes. It pisses me the fuck off. Because but, you know, I mean, I understand. Like, things are popular for a reason. I get it. I mean, but like, yeah. I feel like shonen dominates these categories, and because of the lack of
range
that that people have.
But also, that's why I'm very, I guess, supportive of the shonen that goes a little bit outside the box.
Yeah, I
feel like Demon Slayer is a shonen that goes a little bit outside the box.
No, a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like Attack on Titan is a shonen that goes outside of the box. And we need to put energy into these series because it's like it doesn't always have to be like the power of friendship. And sometimes we don't have a super motivated OP protagonist, and that's okay because that's not everybody's personality. You know, it's like you don't have to be the happy-go-lucky, everything's okay guy. it's fine. It's okay to be scared. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to be like, fuck, I'm losing this fight and everybody's about to die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's what's so special about Tanjiro is his, like, is how soft he is. He cries. Like, that's important to me. Like, I'm like, you know, and his, like, his dedication and love for his friends and his family. Like, you don't, I feel like you don't get that in a typical shonen. You just don't. Like, he's very caring. I love him. And I love, like, watching his journey and stuff like that. Because Tanjiro takes L's, too. He do.
He takes a lot of L's. And not in a bad way. But he be taking L's. I love the baby brigade as a whole. Like, I really do.
Yeah. Me, too.
All right. All right,
what we got next?
We got Best Director.
Oh, okay.
So, nominees for Best Director is Yuichiro Hayashi for Attack on Titan season part one. Okay. Yo Moriyama, Megalobox Nomad. We've got Shingo Natsume for Sunny Boy. Sung-Hoo Park for Jujutsu Kaisen. Baku Kinoshita, Odd Taxi. And Shin Wakabayashi for Wonder Egg Priority.
I would say Attack on Titan and Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah, same.
I would say Attack on Titan and Odd Taxi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to watch Odd Taxi. I need to
get on the ball.
Yeah. I was saying that we should make one of these our new in the runs for our reviews. Like, maybe we can attack on one of these.
I would literally rewatch the whole series just so I know that you guys are watching it. So I will literally do that.
Because I want to get into Wonder Egg Priority. Like, I think I was about to start.
Maybe we should all watch Wonder Egg Priority. Maybe we should do that.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that. Because they're getting the nominations too. And I've, like, people who I've actually trust their taste have been telling me it's really good. So,
okay.
Oh, good.
But our best director winner is Baku Kinoshita.
No, right.
Yay.
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 Yes. That's so great. That's so great. For it to come out only, I want to say last year, around the same time that Tokyo Revengers came out, and they're like being nominated like this, makes me happy. And watching it is like, they really deserve it. So I'm happy. I'm proud.
Yeah, it looks so cute. It just looks cute as hell. But there's like a murder mystery going on, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, like a murder mystery going on. And like the way that Odakawa has like all these like really deep conversations with like these other characters, and he has like his own shit going on. It's just, it's crazy, but it's so good. It's really good. I really want you guys to watch it. Please.
I'm definitely going to. I will. I will. I
promise. Just happy.
Next up, we got Best Character Design.
Okay.
Nominees for Best Character Design is Tadashi Hiramatsu for Jujutsu Kaisen. We have Atsuko Nozaki for Ranking of Kings. So Loundra Flat Studio and Yuichi Takahashi for Vivid Fluorite Eyes Song. Bako Kinoshita and Hiromi Nakayama for Odd Taxi. Michinori Chiba for Escape the Infinity. And Saki Takahashi for Wonder Egg Priority.
Mm.
These are good choices.
These are really good choices.
I'm gonna go between Skate the Infinity and Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah, the character design in Skate the Infinity, like, everybody fine.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm like, everybody got a 12-pack.
I'm like, this was
everybody fine. Like, they did a good job on that. I would say them and Jujutsu Kaisen, of course. So,
yeah, I was going to say Jujutsu Kaisen, Skate the Affinity, and Odd Taxi, just because it's like It just looks mm-hmm. so fucking cute.
Yes. The animal utopia scene is my vibe, so yeah.
Yo. All right, so what we've got our best character design winner is Tadashi Hiramatsu.
Yay! Good job.
Jujutsu Kaisen fans are
everybody's so aesthetically pleasing. Even like the curses. Yes. They just
look really cool.
They look cool. Mm-hmm. They look fucking cool.
And to be honest, like reading the manga and then watching it, like yes. They really fleshed those out. They really fleshed them out. Like
yeah,
they did a good job. They made them cuter than they already were.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree.
All right. So next up we got our best protagonist. Okay. Nominees for best protagonist are Eren Yeager, Attack on Titan.
Eren Yeager.
Yuji Itadori, Jujutsu Kaisen.
Oh, baby.
Otokawa, Odd Taxi.
Okay.
I, Oto, Wonder Egg Priority. Joe from Mega Loblox 2. And Boji, Ranking of Kings.
Oh, the babies.
This is hard, but I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Eren.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
I am. I love, but okay. Yuji is a very close second. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. He is kind of a himbo.
Yeah.
And he's a loving and supportive himbo.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna go with Eren. I think it's crazy. I don't like Eren in season 4. I don't. but we're talking about season 4 part 1.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say like I don't like him, but I appreciate his motivation. Mm-hmm. And his dedication, and honestly, like he had me in the first half of the part one, like he did, when he was undercover and he was talking to Zeke, and Zeke was like, "Yo, so now you came to get me back," and he was like, "Yeah, I'm coming back in blood, nigga. Like, what did you thought this was? You didn't see me."
Yes, that's hilarious.
Yeah, I would say Eren and Yuji are definitely and the little baby from Ranking of Kings, even though I haven't seen it, I just know that he's a bundle of joy. I just know I'm gonna be in love with him once I start watching it.
You're gonna like melt.
That's crazy because that's how I feel about this girl, I, Oto from Wonder Egg. Like,
yeah,
they say like her backstory is really sad, but she's like a really good character, and she just looks like something I would be naturally drawn to. So,
like, I will give you the whole world if you ask me to. Like,
yes, and so, like, oh gosh. We gotta watch all the things.
Yeah, we gotta watch all the things. I would say either Yuji or Eren for me too.
Yeah.
I'm glad we all agree on this one.
I agree.
Our best protagonist winner is Otokawa.
Oh, really?
All right. Well, he was a Warris. He was a Warris.
Yeah, yeah, it's the Loras guy. I would have thought that it was going to be Yuji for sure.
Me too. That was a surprise to me. But, you know, I'm not mad at it. Otokawa was pretty decent. He was cool.
All right. Next, we have Best Antagonist. So, nominees for Best Antagonist, Eren Yeager.
Yeah, this nigga in both categories.
Get the best of both worlds, though.
So, right. Okay. Yano, Odd Taxi.
Oh, my God.
Ainosuke Shindo, or Adam, from Skate the Infinity. Skate the
Infinity.
Mm-hmm. Tomura Shigaraki in My Hero Academia Season 5.
Oh, okay, okay.
Echinda, RE0, Starting Life in Another World, Season 2. And Teta Kisaki in Tokyo Revengers.
Oh, that's
this is hard.
It's crazy.
Because I'm between like four different people right now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, but Adam made Skate the Infinity so fucking good. I can kiss that voice actor. Like,
I
made Adam
go off, fucking good.
He was funny. He was scary. Like, I made, like, I, Adam is such a multi-layered character and he's so amazing to watch. Like, I would have, I love him as an antagonist. Like, I'm sorry.
I have not seen not any, like, not even 20 minutes to Skate Your Infinity, but I already know that that nigga gonna irk me.
No, like, I'm telling you.
In the best way, though. In the best way.
It's like, you want to hate him, but you also want to suck his dick. Like, you don't, like, you, like.
Is it like Toji?
Like Toji, yes. Yes. Oh, but yeah. he's not a bum like Toji though. Like, it's not as extreme. To being around him. Like there's no real perks to Toji other than like getting fucked.
Some good dick.
Yeah.
Okay, good dick and occasional steak dinner that he gonna probably pay. Well, he gonna pay his like half and like
his drinks and appetizers.
No, he gonna be like, go to the car, baby. I got it. And then he like, start the car, drive off, bitch. I ain't paying for this.
Doing the dine and dash.
Yo, for real.
Oh my God.
Yo, but Adam, like, he rich, you know. He got money. Mm. He's antagonizing, basically, like, the other skaters, like, he's a top skater. He's the one who makes the whole, who provided the space for the culture of, like, mm-hmm. I guess these skate races and stuff to, like, take place. So, I'm you sure. know, he got his hand in all of it, basically, and he single-handedly, like, is traumatizing everybody one by one. Like, I, but he's doing it in the most playful but scary way. Like, it's so good. It's so good. We all know why Kisaki is on here.
And that bitch, nigga.
Raggedy bitch.
And it's like I hated him so much and I feel like he is a good antagonist to suppose. Oh, like my hate for him runs so deep.
You know you make a good villain if you cannot stand the motherfucker either.
Anytime I see him, my lip curl. I do not like.
I want to spit on this nigga's face.
Like, I really do. I do not like him. He's just a hater, like all the way to the bone. And it's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
But he's like, fine though. He cute. I'm just like, damn. Why are you such a fucking raggedy bitch?
He drippy. I don't know if he cute. He drippy though. He be like, he know how to dress.
One thing he gonna do, he gonna have some fire ass glasses. He got fire glasses. I can't even be mad at the bitch. He got some nice glasses.
Okay.
So, Aaron.
And then, Echidna, I think she's the one in RE0 who, if I'm not.
Is it the main witch?
Yes, like I'm not quite sure. I can't remember. I've never seen that. The one who actually took him and put the curse on him, or she was a part of like a kind of enabling it and kind of manipulating him. I'm not quite sure though. But she was creepy, so she did a good job. Yeah. And then we've got Aaron.
So is he really an antagonist?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess it also depends on your definition for antagonist. And it's like, he is the main character of the show and we should be on his side. Like, so if there was, this is hypothetically speaking, if there was like a series with like, let's say, Genghis Khan, and he was our main character, would we call him an antagonist because of what he's doing, or would he be a protag because we are seeing the story from his life?
I want to say he's like a protagonist, but also like an anti-hero too.
That's what I feel like.
It's more so less of an antagonist. Because I feel like if you're going to be an antagonist, you have to be like an evil, sick fuck. But I feel like with Aaron, it's like, yeah, his intentions were, I want to kill all these Titans because that ugly bitch killed my mom. And so now I'm on this whole rampage. But then I feel like he starts to see what it's really all about. He was like, oh, no, like...
Change it goes beyond this.
Change gears. Like, so I don't want to say he is like an evil person. I just want to say he's an anti-hero. So he's a villain for the greater good.
Well, and that's the thing, and it's just like I think that people need to put perspective and context on things. Mm-hmm. I'd say the most antagonist thing that he did, because I'm assuming this is core one, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Was what he said to Mikasa and how he beat up on our best boy Armin. That was like the most antagonistic shit that he did.
For that. Yeah.
And that made me very upset with him. Mm-hmm. I was really mad.
Yeah, get the belt, bitch. Like,
so even though I haven't seen Skate the Infinity, I'm gonna give my vote for Adam just from like fan art and concept art and the little bit that I've seen. and I'll give it to Aaron because people don't know how to think.
No, agreed.
I'm gonna go with Adam. I'm passionate about him. I'm passionate about him.
Oh, but,
yeah. It's crazy because the best antagonist is Aaron.
Yeah. Out of control.
Out of control. Y'all out of pocket for that. Y'all really voted him best antagonist. He like I'm with his cause. I would be a Jaegers.
I would too.
If I was like an Eldian, I would be a Jaegers. If I was an Eldian, for real.
Shit, even if I wasn't an Eldian, like when he destroyed that apartment building when he was on Marley, I was like, let's get this shit popping, let's fucking go. Like, this is the reason that all the bad shit that has happened on Paradis is because of this shit right here.
You know what? Let's You're right.
End it right now.
You're right. And if I was a Marlian, I don't think I would be okay with how they was treated by Eldians either.
So I
you're
right.
Even
I
if
wouldn't
I wasn't
be.
An Eldian.
I agree.
If I was a Marlian in general, I can't say for as much as the other nations because I'm not sure if they really know him or understand. But like for people who have close proximity to Eldians, like, man, y'all should already know this is racism. Like,
it is. Like, period, point fucking blank, it's racism and it's not okay.
Yeah. Like, so yeah, like for real, I'm happy that Aaron is doing what he got to do.
Go
Jaegers.
Aaron ain't do nothing wrong.
Aaron ain't do nothing wrong.
Fuck Gabby, fuck Gabby. Aaron ain't do nothing wrong. Oh my goodness.
Oh my god. Best fight scene.
Oh! Let's get into it.
Yeah.
Yes. I like this nominees for the best fight scene. Who's getting it popping? We got Eren Jaeger versus the Warhammer Titan.
Ooh, that was okay.
Good. Yeah.
That was good.
That was a great fight.
Ooh. We got Naruto Uzumaki versus Isshiki Otsutsuki. And Boruto Naruto Next Generations.
Okay.
You got Yuji Itadori and Nobara Kujisaki versus Iso and Kichizu.
That was a great fight.
You got Yuji Itadori and Oitoro versus Hanami.
Hey, yeah. That too. Yes.
Elma versus Toru and Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid.
Okay.
And Vivi versus Yugo Kakitani and Vivi Flower Eyes.
It's both Jujutsu Kaisen's fights for me. Because, like, I know y'all are super into Jujutsu Kaisen. I'm, like, on the cusp of being obsessed with it. But those fights, I was like, oh, this is my shit. I was like, I was enthralled. I was so fucking excited. And I don't know if it's because I'm, like, from North City, St. Louis, but when I see people getting jumped, that shit does something for me. I'm like, yeah, beat this motherfucker ass right now. Jump him. Jump him. Ain't no one-on-ones in this bitch. Jump that motherfucker.
That's a fact. That is a fact. Jujutsu Kaisen is the only anime I see out here who are actually jumping the villains. Everybody else be like, oh, let me have Adam. And then they go one-on-one.
I got it, let me have that. I got this.
Nah, we jumping niggas. Because I'm not going to let you get a chance to get up. No, fuck that.
No, I'm going to get my lick and my nigga going to get their lick too. And it's going to be popping.
Exactly.
They can pop.
So I'm glad we all here.
Kaisen fights for me were great, but I will say the Eren Jaeger versus the Warhammer Titan, that was one hell of a fucking fight.
It was a hell of a fight.
It's crazy because it's like it wasn't as like flashy as the Jujutsu Kaisen fights with like the like the actual like fighting, but because the Warhammer Titan fight was very, it wasn't. I'm gonna say it, like it happens. It was like a slow
work. It was a slow burn.
Yeah, and it was really nerve wracking. Versus Jujutsu Kaisen is just like it's like watching like you say somebody get jumped, and I love that.
Also, like as much as I love Aaron, like he got his ass beat a lot.
I thought there were so many times where I was like, oh my gosh, like, it's about to be the end for him. Especially, like, as soon as she got there, you know, he had a whole fucking pipe through his stomach. Like, oh my God. Like, he killed the dude, like, as he wanted to, you know? Mm-hmm. And then she was just like, oh, wow. What was his name? Mr. Liberian.
Willie Tiber.
Yeah, okay. I thought I was about to call him. Tiber, you've done your job. And as soon as she transformed, she it was like murking him and transforming happened in the same second. Like I blinked, she was transforming. Now he got a fucking pole through his stomach.
He was able to make three Titans in one fight, and that was really cool to watch because that was also to show like how much he's grown in practice into doing this, that he had that much control. And especially leading up to it was really good because when he was speaking with Reiner and Falco, his hand was cut. And that was to signify, like, I can get it popping literally whenever the fuck I want. Just say the word. And which you did. But yeah, Aaron, I love you, but he do be getting his ass whooped. It's okay.
Yeah, he did get whooped. He did. Like, but if the scouts didn't come get him, that would have been it for him.
Yeah.
That would have been it for him. But good for him. He made it through. So our best fight scene winner is Yuji Itadori and Ai Todo versus Hanami.
Oh, the best of friend though.
The best of friend though. I loved that fight. Have y'all seen? No, Crimson, I think actually you shared it in the group chat where you was like, Todo is officially a nigga because what is Boogie Woogie, if not jumping a nigga.
But he made that move, the Boogie Woogie. I'm like, nah.
That's funny.
He is a black
coach. And he likes fat asses. Toto also.
And that ponytail, that's a nigga ponytail.
He is also invited to the cookout.
Yeah, he definitely is. He would be funny as hell. His romanticization of his whole life is just like, it
whole friend scene he made with him and Yuji, I'm like, this so nigga cute. Off his rocket. It was cute as
and
hell,
then,
but
and
I'm
then
like
the fucking idol girl and then how she be in his head, like, you can do it. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, not him listening to the idol girl in his head. Like, yo, he is too funny. Oh my gosh. Great. So
Next category, we've got best romance. Oh. Our nominees for best romance is B-Stars. We've got Don't Toy With Me, Miss Nagatoro. Call Me Can't Communicate. Fruits Basket. Horimiya. The Duke of Death and His Maid. That sounds interesting.
I haven't heard of that.
Me neither. Sounds interesting.
Right. And I'm going to go with Horimiya.
I'm going to go with Horimiya too. Even though I haven't seen it, I've read about it, and I'm going to go with Horimiya.
Yeah. I love Fruits Basket to death, but I don't feel like it should be, I don't think it's a romance. Like, I just don't.
I think Fruits Basket is an experience. I think it fits in any category.
Yeah.
It's definitely a drama.
I was about to say, it feels like a drama to me.
And
like, it's not romantic enough for me. Like, I feel like all the trauma this girl's going through, it's not romantic enough for me.
Not only her, just like everybody. And like, B-Stars is just horny. Horny doesn't equal romance. Sorry.
Who's that wolf behind that little bunny rabbit?
That's the nigga she fucking with.
I don't blame her. He look fine. I bet he'd be fine as a human.
No, Ty is a furry. She said he look fine. Stop.
I'll throw it at him. What is his name?
Lugoshi.
I'll throw it at him.
Yeah,
I'll give him some. Yeah,
his personality is a little piece of cooch. That'd be all right. But yeah, like Farrah said, you know, horny does not equal romance. Like, I just think he's trying to get a nut and experience something, and she's also trying to get a nut.
Get a nut.
Because that's her thing. Like, she has trauma and she fucks through it, and that's okay.
Yeah, it is okay.
But that being said, our best romance winner is Horimiya.
Good for you.
Congrats.
That was a beautiful romance. I love that. All right. So next up, we've got Best Drama.
Mm.
All right. So our nominees for Best Drama is 86.
Okay.
Kageki Shoujo. To Your Eternity. Fruits Basket. Hot Taxi. And Wonder Egg Priority.
Okay.
Yo, I'm giving this to Your Eternity.
Yeah, I literally cry thinking about it, and I haven't even finished the first season. Like, I have tears in my eyes right now.
First of all, started that show on Waterfall. I started the show on Waterfall. First episode was probably the saddest shit I ever watched, that probably in the past 5 years of my fucking life. So, yeah, really sad, really upsetting. I literally cried the first episode, and a lot of people don't get that out of me. So,
And what fascinates me so much about this series is how it's able to get me to feel these extreme feelings in a very short amount of time. Because, like, I feel like with a lot of anime series, you get to spend, like, you know, there's some characters that you spend years with. So when you see them pass, it's extremely hurtful for you. And with this series, you know, at most, considering where I am in the series, it's like I've only gotten 5 episodes, maybe 3, with this individual, and I'm hurt. I am distraught, and I don't know what to do with myself. And I guess that it's just like, it's as fantasy driven as it is, it just feels really realistic, because it lets you know that, like, we as humans aren't immortal, and we are gonna fucking die, and we're gonna lose people that are important to us on top of ourselves. And it's like, you know, if there's nobody there to carry on your legacy, then who are you? Did you exist? Did you matter?
Like, what is your place in people's lives? And then also, like, understanding that people die without their dreams ever coming true, that, you know,
that you can be a really good person and want the best in life and all these things and still die a horrible fucking death. Like,
yeah.
Man. Ooh, I watch that. I be watching that alone because I can't ever cry in front of everybody. Oh, I can't.
Literally, like, I be having snot running down my nose, like, ooh, dry heaving. Like, it'll get to, like, a part where I'm like, oh, it's about to happen, and then the credits will roll, and then I'll sit there and breathe for, like, 5 seconds, and then just be like,
no, for real. For real.
Girl. Fetal position, ooh, crying in the car.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. No.
All right, before baby. I start crying on mic, cool on, because, like, I'm crying right now.
To your eternity.
To your eternity.
Cue the waterworks.
Deserved. Deserved. I'm glad they got something.
I'm glad that they got an award. Congrats to them.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Yay.
All right, next topic, please.
We've got best action. So our nominees Best Action are Attack on Titan Final Season Part 1.
Okay.
We've got Demon Slayer. We've got SSSS Dinazon. We've got Wonder. That's a mecha anime. I believe.
That's why I don't know.
Yes. How do I say this? It was good. Don't get me wrong. Okay. But it was one of those things that you had. There was a first part before it was called SSS as something else. Mm. So you kind of have to watch that first for me to understand this part. Yeah, okay. But because I got like 4 episodes in, and I'm like, what's going on? Like, why? but I will say I like the characters. And it was interesting. This is like a not so typical mecha too. So if you're like not into, usually mecha is like really political and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So if you want to watch a mecha that's not political, I think you would like this. Like, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying it's not completely political. I mean, I guess in terms of like a power struggle between, you know, beings and stuff, but it's not typical like how they usually make it. You've got to watch it to understand. Next, we've got Wonder Egg Priority, VV Flora Eyes Song, and Jujutsu Kaisen.
Oh. Best action? Jujutsu Kaisen.
Jujutsu Kaisen, yeah.
Yeah, I'm also going to go with Jujutsu Kaisen. And our winner is Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yay!
Oh god.
I love it.
Well, we already knew that. We knew y'all was gonna get that.
No, they be giving what we want when we want
they
it.
Really do.
Yes, it's like that just hits the spot. Like they've got all the things going for Jujutsu Kaisen, but that's another rant for another day. All right, now we've got Best Fantasy.
Ooh.
Okay, so our nominees for Best Fantasy is Mushoku Tensei, Jobless Reincarnation for Core 1. That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime, Season 2.
Okay.
To Your Eternity, Ranking of Kings, The Case Study of Vanitas, and Wonder Egg Priority.
Jobless Reincarnation for me.
Yeah, it's going to be That Time I Got. No, honestly, it's between To Your Eternity and That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime.
I would say To Your Eternity if it was like actually fun stuff happening in this fantasy realm, but it isn't.
Yeah. It's crazy because it's like I started watching That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime as a joke. I was like,
yeah, you said that.
Fucking animes that got these weird fucking names, blah 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 blah. I'ma watch this and I'ma hate.
I'ma hate on it. Hate.
I'ma watch this and I'm not even gonna like it, but I'ma watch it just because I wanna know why y'all so stupid. And it started with 1 episode, then I got 10 episodes in, and now I'm committed. Like, I really like the show. I really, really like the show.
Like, and I'm like, okay, all right, I see why y'all doing this. It's good. I'm sorry, it's really good. But yeah, our best fantasy winner is that time I got reincarnated as a slime. Wow. And, for real.
Okay. Get it.
Yeah, well deserved. Like, it is super good. It is. Mm-hmm. Like, you think it's gonna be stupid, and it is stupid sometimes. But it, like, the world building is just amazing. Like, it's just really good. Aww. So our best comedy. So nominees for best comedy is Don't Toy With Me and Miss Nagatoro, Heaven's Design Team, Life Lessons with Uramichi Onisan, Odd Taxi, Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid, and Komi Can't Communicate.
I love Life Lessons with Uramichi.
I love Life Lessons.
I was going to say that.
It's so relatable.
It's too relatable. And that's why it's so fucking funny. And the dude that be laughing at the dick jokes, I'm like, you immature bastard.
I was laughing right along with
I was too, though. So, what does that say about me?
I know. We're childish. We need to grow up. But no, that was a very hilarious. I feel like Life Lessons is kind of like that funny series for adults, like, for like anybody who is like in their mid late 20s, early 30s, you know, hate their fucking job, like, relatable.
This is for you.
Yeah, this is for you. That, and it's between that and I watched one episode of Heaven's Design Team. I didn't really like it.
I didn't either.
I did not like it. It was just
really blasé, and I'm like, the jokes almost felt like super predictable too.
Mm-hmm. Agreeable.
So,
Odd Taxi has some funny parts to it, but it wasn't hilarious.
Is that really a comedy?
I was surprised it's even on there. I'm like, yeah, there were some funny like jokes in there, but like, it's not funny. But yeah, I would say Life Lessons is a banger for me.
Yeah.
Okay. And our best comedy winner is Komi Can't Communicate.
Okay.
Wow.
Right. I'll have to check that out then.
Yeah, I heard a lot of good things about it. I actually never heard anything bad. So
the only thing that I've heard bad is the way that the subtitles are written on Netflix. So a lot of people are encouraging you to pay it.
Okay.
Understood.
That's good to know.
So next up, we have Best Film winner.
That's cool. Ooh.
Nominees for Best Film, Belle, Studio Chizu, Evangelion 3.0 plus 1.0, Thrice Upon a Time, Studio Kara, Jose the Tiger and the Fish, Studio Bones, Words Bubble Up Like Soda Pop, Studio Signal MD and Slipimation, Shiro Bako the Movie, Studio PA Works, and Demon Slayer. Mugen Train.
Yeah. Oh, biased as fuck. Demon Slayer.
I mean,
I also haven't seen or heard of like most of those.
So. Wow. I've heard of Words Bubble Up Like Soda Pop. I think you can watch that on Netflix, I believe.
Okay.
Belle, I'm actually going to watch that tomorrow. And I've heard nothing but amazing things about it. So I'll be happy to let you guys know if it was that good.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is going to Demon Slayer, man. I love Evangelion, but that shit traumatized the shit out of me. But Demon Slayer also traumatized the shit out of me. But there's something about the story that I watched Mugen Train 3 times already.
Yeah, so. I watched it for the second time last night.
Yeah. I took my sisters to see it. And then I liked it so much. My friend said, hey, do you want to go see this movie? And I was like, absolutely. And so I seen it again. And then Mugen Train came out in that 7-episode piece and I watched it again. Yeah, there's something
absolutely wrong. And I cry every time. There's something wrong with me. Best film winner is, you already know, it's Demon Slayer.
Period.
Like,
period. Good job.
Best VA performance, Japanese.
Ooh.
So nominees for our best VAs in Japanese. We got Ayane Sakura. She's Gabby Braun in Attack on Titan season one.
Oh my god!
So sorry.
She's like, I don't go fuck. We've got Yuki Kaji, Eren Yeager. Season part one. We've got Natsuki Hane. He's Adokawa.
Okay.
Attack taxi.
Mm-hmm. Kanata Aikawa in Aya Oto in Wonder Egg Priority. Mm-hmm. Kiyoshi Kobayashi is Daisuke Jigen in Lupin the Third, Part 6.
God, I didn't even know Lupin the Third. Jesus fucking Christ.
Lupin the Third.
Crazy.
Lupin
but
the I'm 16th Lupin. Now. Damn.
And Aoyuki is Komiko in So I'm a Spider. So what?
Mr. What's Eren Yeager's Sayu's name?
Yuki Kaiji.
Yuki Kaiji.
Yeah, firstly, his voice is hot.
Yeah.
It's sexy.
I actually, I really like the Japanese VA for Yeager. So I'm definitely.
Oh, yeah, I definitely do.
Yuki Kaiji.
And I just stumbled upon like some smutty stuff he did as a different character.
Why have you not sent that to me?
I will send it to you tonight. I won't, because I have it bookmarked.
Not bookmarked.
Yes, bro, bookmarked.
No, I love his VA. And like, I wish that if I had my perfect choice of casting, I would have done for older Eren Yeager's voice, I would have done Kira's English VA for him instead of Bryce. I think with the way that Eren is acting in season 4, that that voice actor would have fit more personally. That's just like my dream. Like,
I'm like, talking about the English one?
For the English. Because I just wanted to put that out there. I think that would have been a lot better. But
and whose VA again?
Aaron's.
I mean, no. Like, what VA did you say? You said Kira or?
Light Yagami from Death Note.
Oh, okay. You know what? Yes, Light had like a really mature and sinister voice. I'm not gonna lie. Is Eren's VA the original one who's been doing his?
I believe so. I think Bryce has been doing it the whole time, and he's also a Nosuke in the English dub of Demon Slayer.
Yeah,
I know. Like, I used to laugh when I would see people in the comments like, "I'm tired of hearing Bryce's voice and everything," and then like I started like. Because sometimes I watch stuff in English when I'm, like, just trying to, like, rewatch things and not pay attention to it. I just want it on. And I'm like, damn, Bryce is in this, and he is getting on my nerves.
Yeah, it's crazy because, yeah, that's how I kind of felt listening to it in English, too. It's not that he's a bad voice actor. It's just
he's not bad.
And for some reason, I feel like he didn't fit Eren. For some reason, I feel like he's actually doing a better job as older Eren than he did as younger Eren. But that's just
really?
But that's just my opinion. But talking about English VAs, let me tell you that the best VA for Japanese is Yuki Kaji for Eren.
Yay! He's got us. Sexy ass voice, and he just does a really good fucking job, and I'm all about it.
Yeah, he definitely. It's like, like the transition to mature Eren doesn't feel.
Mm-hmm. Weird. No, it doesn't feel weird at all.
Like he's drawn with the character, and I like
it feels so natural, and it's also like it's done in such a serious tone where it's like, you know, I'm feeling his feelings and there's no discussion about it within myself about it. I'm like, he's telling me these things. And I'm like, yes, I absolutely believe you. And that's why I give Aaron Yeager my like smooth operator fucking stamp. Cause that man can talk me out of my panties without saying much. Like, he got it.
Got it. That's why Mikasa be acting like that. She was like, don't touch my nigga, and then slam Armin.
I can't.
All right, what we got next?
We got best VA for English. All right. So nominees for Best VA English. We got Brittany Cox for Fina the Pirate Princess. Laura Bailey as Taru Honda from Fruits Basket, the final season.
Aww, Laura.
Adam MacArthur, Yuji Itadori, Jujutsu Kaisen. We got David Wald, Ainusuke Shindo, / Adam for Skate the Infinity. Anaris Kanonis, Rika Kawai, Wonder Egg Priority, and Matt Shipman, Ricky Kian, Skate the Infinity.
I like Yuji's English VA a lot.
This is actually pretty hard. I like Yuji's VA. I love Adam. So yeah. And Matt Shipman is actually really good as Ricky. That's the other main character in Skate.
Escape the Infinity. I also love Laura Bailey. She's been in this game for a long time, so I obviously just want her to have her flowers whenever she can. And I really also, since we're talking about the English dub, I know that Jujutsu Kaisen was like what started publishing around like, I guess probably 2010-11. So when they asked him, you know, what kind, you know, he said Jennifer Lawrence, which at the time that made sense, but the English VA did a separate recording where he's like, I like girls like Megan Thee Stallion. And I'm like, they really should have just kept that in the fucking original dub because that just would have been so great.
Yeah, and it would have made more sense.
And it would have made more sense.
Right.
Because Jennifer Lawrence don't even have that fat of an ass. And usually right, like girl. Big booty bitches.
Right. And I'm like, if you think Jennifer Lawrence has ass is fat, well, let me tell you. Like, there's a whole world out here but beyond what your eyes can imagine. Okay. Like, that made me hate him for a little bit. But he made up for it.
That's crazy.
But our best VA English is David Wald.
For Skate the Infinity.
Oh, awesome. Yes. Right. Well deserved that. He did his thing. He put his pussy on. I mean, his dick. You know what I mean.
pussy, all of the things.
All right. And so that clears up what we were going to go over for our Crunchyroll Awards. Thank you so much for tuning into that.
And that's all that we have for you today. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to follow us on all our socials. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at AnnaVaysAnime. You can even shoot us an email at AnnaVaysAnime@gmail.com. Again, thank you so much for listening. And remember to keep it sassy, messy, and weeby, just like we do. Simpin included. Bye.